Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I need some over here in the chat room, which I'm just opening up. Oh my goodness. Ah, what a weekend. What a weekend. I tell you, my life in the sunshine. And there was rain and sunshine, guys. Welcome to the Morning Talk with the Red Hawk Show. Friday's show, I don't know what to say about Friday's show, except that it was tripping. Friday's show was tripping. Oh, my God, are you still spinning? I'm trying to get the chat room open. This thing has been acting funky. You're not gonna worry about it. There we go. The chat room is open. You can be heard by. Oh my goodness! Look at Sissy, huh? Gosh, do I look like worn out or what? I'm just saying. Oh, I forgot we're on the radio too. Anyway, welcome everybody to the Morning Talk with the Red Hawk Show via Blog Talk Radio and also iVlog, which I guess I don't believe I let Facebook know that I was on iVlog. See that? Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! You can tell I got some sun this weekend, right? I know you can tell I got some sun. I love my sun. Folks joke and say, you know, I'm a black girl. No, I'm a white girl in black girl skin. Whatever. Ain't nothing wrong with the sun, honey. Ain't nothing wrong with the sun. Oh, my goodness. Ugh. I don't know right now. Okay, I do. Oh, my God. What? I look worn out? In a good way, I hope. Let me get this hair thing together. My mommy has hair accessories from when we were kids. My mama got hair accessories from when I didn't have any hair. I'm just saying, there was a period that my hair started doing something crazy, and didn't nobody know what to do, not even me. But years later, I figured it out, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, so anyway, I wear wigs now because I want to, okay? No more bad hair days, all right? No more bad hair days. So, my gosh, brother says I look sun-kissed. Yay. Ain't nothing like looking sun-kissed because I am sun-kissed. Hello, I am sun-kissed. Plenty of sun. Was it yesterday? Yeah, me and mommy went on our walk, and let's just say that's one of the highlights of my day, walking with my mommy. Walking with my mommy. And even though she walks like a little turtle, I don't know, I think a turtle got her beat. But it's okay. She says as long as she's able to move, she don't care. Okay, so let me let our folks over here live on. Yes. Okay, hold on, Boo. Hold on. I'm telling you, I'm just getting out the bed. I just had enough time to brush my teeth, wash my face. I wash my body later. Y'all see my body wash in the background? Actually, it's not even body wash. Bubble bath. Bubbly bath. Okay. Okay, Cheeky Spice. Do you, do, boo? Do you, boo? Man, I didn't do a show yesterday here on Blog Talk. I didn't do a show on Saturday or Sunday, of course. I didn't do any shows on iVlog as well. I wanted to, but let's just say that this weekend, even though it was peaceful, there was a lot going on. There was a lot going on. So me in front of this camera, I have to have the energy. I have to. same thing. Same thing. What are you saying, boo? What are you saying? I'm live now. I'm going to tag someone because she's like, I try to watch you, and I used to be able to just click and I could see you. I'm like, my girl, you gotta be live. You gotta catch me live. So I am going to tag her this one time just so she knows I'm live, and she'll understand. Maybe she can creep in. Creep, creep. You people that got jobs, y'all gotta creep in. I mean, hey, it is what it is. I ain't creeping nowhere, no how. We don't do the creep, creep over here. We ain't got to creep. We grown. We grown and on our own, handling our own business. Okay? So, there we go. There we go, there we go, there we go. Okay. Oh, exactly. It is the same thing, right? Bubble bath and body wash. It really is. Oh, my goodness. What am I running over? Okay. Hold on, y'all. We got plugs everywhere. I want to at least have my spotlight plugged up. Where are you, spotlight? Yeah, this makes me feel all Hollywood. This makes me feel all Hollywood. Look at that bright light. Yes, like I really need it. Man, my lighters got away with me. I have no lighters. I can't light my sage. I'm so upset. Well, Cheeky, do a, you know what you do over there. Do what you do. Do what you do. Okay, so, I'm sorry. Okay, cool. I was just making sure. Oh, okay, Cheeky's over here in the chat room over at Blog Talk Radio. Let me give y'all a call in numbers. The numbers are 347-637-3790. Again, 347-637-3790. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You like how I got my hair all swooped over, Cheeky? Yeah, trying to do something different with it. I went twice to go get a new wig, okay? And I was going to get something shorter because you said, like, it's summertime, so I should do something shorter with more color and all that jazz. Honey, my money was funny. And when I thought I was going to spend it, even though I shouldn't spend it, I went twice and they were closed. The first night I went, they were closed, and they were just closing. And I'm like, okay, I know they're open on Sunday, so I'll go Sunday. I got up there at 11 o'clock. They didn't open until 12 o'clock. Hello? I'm like, oh, my God. So yesterday, I even went up there yesterday. They was already closed. Mommy was like, it's the weekend. No, she said, it's a holiday. Ain't nobody sticking around with me selling no wigs. I'm like, well, whatever. So I came up with this brilliant little thing right here. Sweetheart was all like, I look different. Oh, can you get me? Can you get me? Let me, hold on. Let me see. Can you get me in the tiger? Hold on. The hair looks a little ratty down at the bottom. That's why I want to get a new one. I actually can give it a trim. It's so much that I could trim it and nobody would miss, you know, the inch. But, yeah, get a picture of the hockey with her tiger on. This is my cute little tiger shirt. How appropriate, right? Yesterday? Oh, my goodness. Somebody got clawed. I'm just keeping it real. Anyway, let me stop. Hello, y'all. This is Morning Talk with the Red Hawk. It's never too early to talk about whatever we want to talk about. Wow. Oh, I kept talking. Oh, I'm sorry, boo. Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Yay. Oh, y'all got to excuse us. We over here on iVlog. Let me put the link in here just in case somebody comes over here. www.ivlogtv.com/redhawk. I'm cracking up because, ooh, what happened? No, that ain't the link. www.ivlog.tv/USCR/redhawk. Oh, why is it doing that? I ain't gonna worry about it. Hey, guest. Hello. Good morning. We are live, y'all. We are in the house. Yes, we is. I did not realize we had a guest. Guest 93 is here. Oh, my Jesus. What was I saying? Right, I'll be right back. These morons on the one all cabs and deep. Okay, boo. Okay. Where was you all weekend? Oh, my Jesus. Let's just say I was in my feelings. I was in my feelings all weekend. I am so sorry. I was in my feelings. You know, that doesn't happen that often. But when I'm in my feelings, I can't get on camera because it's draining. And I probably should have pushed right on through that thing. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. Okay? I'm sorry. I honestly will not go missing again. Okay? apologies. My apologies. So you were looking for me, huh? Oh, my God. Saturday. Was it Saturday or Sunday? Sunday, I BBQ'd. Yeah, Sunday, I did all of my cooking. Saturday, I was, you know, in my little mode. Sunday, I actually picked myself up, dusted myself off, got out there, did the grill thing, did the kitchen thingy. We had mac and cheese, baked beans, what else? Mac and cheese, baked beans, potato salad, barbecue chicken, barbecued hamburgers. And my weekend turned out really great. Ending with yesterday. Yes, yesterday, early yesterday. So that was a good thing. Oh my goodness, I see I am down 100%. That is not good. When you go missing on blogs, your numbers go down. So I am down 100%. We got to bring that back up, y'all. Whatever y'all got to do. I don't know what y'all got to do. But we got to get me back up to 100%. I'm telling you, I'm a numbers person. Like, I like to see my numbers, going up. And so, with that being said, I shan't go missing again. That's what happens when you go missing. Yeah, your numbers go down. So, yes, I don't like to see, and it's in the red too. It's in the red. Okay, so seeing that I don't have a lighter to light my sage, we got to go on. We're going to do the affirmation so we can clear the energy and give me some strength, y'all. I need strength. So we're going to take a deep breath. Oh, where's my music? Okay. It's funny, I took that deep breath and spirit's like, excuse me, you better put that music on. This is going to help in lieu of me not having sage. Nothing like music to calm the wild beast. So if any wild beasts come up in here, they got to go. Okay? Okay, so time for the affirmation. Take a deep breath. Again. Let it out. Let's go it out. Let's go. All right, on the count of three, repeat after me. Universe, I'm ready to be made whole again. Universe, today I consciously open myself to release. Universe, today I become reborn. Today I redirect my thoughts, my energy, my everything onto a progressive, positive path. I relinquish all negative feelings associated with every negative situation that I have encountered in this life. I give it back to you. I call into existence peace, joy, love, trust, honor, respect, understanding, forgiveness, healing power, financial abundance, and a clear thought process. I thank you in advance for recognizing my needs and taking me on this new journey, one which I deserve and am ready for. And so it shall be. And so it shall be. And so it shall be. And as they say, amen, amen, amen. For those of you who think I worship the devil, no, honey. No. I know what it looks like, but guess what? Looks are deceiving. Looks are deceiving. Hello. I worship God Almighty. Yes, I just do things a little different than what a regular believer does. Because I'm not a regular believer. Okay? I'm not a regular believer. I'm a believer in all things, good, bad, and ugly. Okay, now that we got the affirmation out the way, we are going to pull cards for the day. Yep. This is what gets me in trouble, the cards. Oh my goodness. Okay, we won't worry about Little Rosie. We're not going to use Little Rosie. Little Rosie needs the rest. One of us needs to get some rest because both of us were quite busy this weekend. So I'm gonna give Rosie the day off. She actually worked. She worked yesterday and Saturday and Sunday. So we're gonna give Little Rosie a break. Call in numbers over here at iBlog. I mean, I'm not iBlog, but of Blog Talk Radio is 347-637-3790. And let me put the link over here. Wow, somebody liked a very old picture of me and Trey. And on this picture, I have on the tiger shirt. How ironic is that? Wow. And I also got on the same wig. I got to get rid of this thing. And I'm just saying, I like to switch up. I like to be versatile. Right. So that is proof. I need to give me, well, you know what? I could do some chopping of this and make it work. I think that's what I'm going to do. You know, until I'm just going to cut it probably about 2 inches off, because that's where it gets ratty at towards the end. Yeah, but I do. I like this little side sheet going on there. Kind of classy. Okay, so I'm pulling cards. I really need to check on my niece. She wants me to be at the hospital. I gave her the number to the house. Hopefully everything's okay. I'm probably going to have to do the calling. Okay, today's pull from the Conscious Spirit deck is the Healer. And ironically, I did some healing this weekend. I actually took advantage of the fact that I am a spiritual healer. My niece, I got her through another day, but then she had sense enough to go to, she wants to enjoy her holiday, which was, I think, I'm trying to see if it was Sunday. She knew she needed to go to the hospital on Sunday, and I think she wanted to enjoy the day. And then yesterday came, and she did go to the hospital, but she had her kids with her. So she came over here. Her kids are still here. I drove her to the hospital. But I did. I practiced my healer card. It says, I am loving and compassionate and able to bring healing to others. That is what I do. I am a healer of your soul, your mind, and your body. You know? I'm nothing less than back in the day, the medicine man, the medicine woman. Oh, I really I want my medicine, but I got to wait. But, I got to get my medicine cards. Because, those are going to awaken my spiritual healing self, you know, my physical, spiritual self. And then I got the fire card. It says, I ignite the fire within me that connects me to the divine. Honey, let's just say that some fire was ignited. This is my present state. I am on fire. Kiki can tell. I am on fire. Been kissed by the sun. Been kissed by my boo. You know, this girl is on fire. Good is on fire. Yeah, honey, I am on fire. That's why I got the fire card. And then, let me stop. The present card is the meditation card. I meditate daily to allow universal wisdom to flow through me. This song right here, this track that's been playing all weekend, ever since I found it, actually, not just this weekend, this is my meditation song. It plays in the background. I will never get tired of this song. Yeah, man. This could have been a horrible weekend. It could have been a horrible weekend. We had some stuff pop off. Cheeky popped in a. He popped up in a. Skype asking me, did anything, is anything popping on my end? Honey, there's always something popping. Always, I tell you. Yeah, there we go. I had to get a screenshot of this beautiful smile, honey. Sunshine. You know, I am in my element. Yes. In my element. It's going to be all right. Let me tell y'all something about life, sweetheart. Oh, my goodness. Roham just showed up. I know this number. Hold on. Let me turn it down. And I know he's at work, but he's tuning in. Let me turn that down a little bit.
Calling to support you.
Hey, brother.
How you be today?
Hi. Okay, brother is having some technical difficulties. We have a guest in the chat room over here at Blog Talk. Hello, guest 121. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Talk with the Red Hawk Show. We are also broadcasting live via... Okay, hold on, dear. Hello. Yes, Nicole. Okay. Answer that question for you. With the use of my pendulum, I was going to have her take the day off. And I'm also, what else I'm going to do is pull from my romance deck. And this is a question in regards to a relationship. Okay? Okay. So, his name is Michelle. Gotcha. I like girl names on boys. long as they're oh, that's a Bosnian name. Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah, I like that. Okay. What I'm gonna do first is pull from my romance. Well, I did get the reconciliation card for you. It says someone from your past is going to re-enter your life. I don't know if that's Michelle or not, but you did get the reconciliation card. And so there's a strong possibility that he will be, but Spirit is telling me that you're going to have to do the reaching out. Okay, so you said you're not in contact with them, but can you get in contact with them? Not really, not Facebook, not looking him up. I'm here. Mutual friend. Okay, do you have at least one mutual friend? Yes, I do, but only when I'm allowed to hear them. You know, it's nothing I can turn on or off. But in regards to, I can ask my pendulum, will you see him again? Hello? Okay. 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 Was going to be around the one. You don't have to be embarrassed talking to me. Excuse me. No. Listen, I've heard it all. So just let it flow. No matter, what it is, trust me, I've heard everything. I'm also an environment coach and a life coach. So there's nothing I've heard that could, shock me these days. So no fear. No. Will Michelle be entering back into your life? Since he is obviously spiritually connected to you. Yeah. So here we go. My pendulum's name is Miss Rosie. Miss Rosie, will Michelle be entering back into my client's life? Okay. As it stands, no. As it stands today, no. But Spirit is also telling me that because there was a spark started, which grew on your end, you know what I'm saying? You guys spiritually connected back then, and he may have no clue that you're still thinking about him. You know what I'm saying? He's thinking, you guys were just a chance meeting or whatever, but it's something much deeper than that because you are still thinking about him and you're conjuring him up in your meditation moments. So it's kind of like unfinished business, and that's why you got the reconciliation card. So, but as it stands today, since there's no way that you can contact him or anything like that, it's likely that you won't see him again. But, this is the universe, the great wide universe. You could conjure him up if that's what you desire. You don't know? Yes. Okay, well, if that's what you want to do, I can help you with that too. Okay? I have what's called the Red Hawk Energy Cleansing Release Affirmation, and this has either stopped things completely or, oh my goodness, I see a giant black cat. That is a sign. I love black cats. Hey, kitty. He's huge. I'm sorry. I haven't seen a black cat in so long. He's huge. Goodness gracious. Okay, I'm sorry. I got excited. I'm so sorry. Okay, so on the count of three, after you take your deep breath, we are going to see what universe wants to do about this. Universe is either going to draw Michelle back to you or send him back into the sun. I'll take it with you. Blow it out. On the count of three, repeat after me. One, two, three, go. Universe, I am ready to be made whole again. I consciously open myself to release. Today, I redirect my thoughts, my energies, my everything onto a progressive positive path. I release all negative feelings associated with every negative situation that I have encountered in this life. I give it back to you. I call into existence joy, love, trust, respect, honor, understanding, forgiveness, financial abundance, healing power, and a clear thought process. But nobody knows who you are, so you are helping me out, honey. I forgot to turn off my work phone, so this is perfect. Okay, the first card you got is the Eight of Water. It says a desire to move on, the search for something more meaningful, spiritual, and emotional growth. Hello? What just happened? Yeah, so good pick. Pardon? Actually, it's show is worldwide. You are live, but see, they can't hear you. They can only hear me. Okay, I have the radio show going, and I also have a video show going too. So I am Red Hawk, the talk show host. Hello, and you are getting your session done in front of however many listeners I have. I don't know how many I have, but yeah, this is live, sweetheart, and you are a part of it. And you just picked a damn good card. I mean, wow, the Eight of Water. And see, that's the thing. Spirit said let her pull her own cards, just so you know this is real, just so that my listeners know that this is real. You know, I gave you the choice, and you're pulling your own cards. So your present card is the Page of Earth. It says scholarly, dependable, patient, and successful. That is who you are right now, sweetheart. It says good news about financial matters, wanting to do something more challenging, and a new area of study. Normally when I get this card, or when you pull this card, it has something to do with either going to school or starting a new job or a hobby or something like that. Is that something you've been thinking about doing? Okay, look at you. You picked these cards, lady. You picked these cards. Now you got the Ten of Fire. It says too much work. Accept help from others. Life is out of balance. Stress-related health concerns. This is the future card. So it's saying that you work too much. Take help from others. And your life is out of balance. And you're going to have stress-related health concerns, which could be, it doesn't have to be anything major. This card is just letting you know that you need to slow down, you know, take a walk in the park, smell the roses, let your friends help you. If you need help with anything, don't be afraid to ask, rely on those closest to you, because that's what they're there for. Sometimes we have people right up under our noses that want to be a part of our troubles and help us out, but we're in the future, you can make your life a lot less by just letting people know what's going on. And it's time to chill. Take a chill pill. Take a break. So what is going on in your life? You know, why are you pulling the too much work card? Okay, well, that's why you picked the study card, sweetheart. It says a new area of study, and you said you're not sure. This is what I advise my clients when they're going into studies, because that costs money, right? Okay, so you do not want to waste time nor money on something that you're not passionate about. So you need to figure out what it is that you're passionate about, and that'll keep you in school. Because you are passionate about what you're studying, that's going to help you finish and go on into the area that you're passionate about, and it's not going to seem like it's work. So you have to consider your passion. You know, just got 2 degrees in fashion merchandising. She is a fashionista. You know, that's what they call them in the United States, those who love fashion. And you know, you've heard of Rihanna, the singer Rihanna. Yeah, that's that's who my daughter reminds me of, Rihanna. She's sassy and just classy, just the whole nine. So, but she's going into fashion design, and I'm so proud of her because, see, I didn't go to school. I started having kids and just jacked my life totally up, but it's a good thing, you know. But my daughter is, you know, she's only, oh, well, it ain't even only, she's 28. She's getting old, which means I'm getting old. But, yeah, she's 28. And she just started school like 2 years ago. She took all this time off, and she just made her mind up that she wants to go to school. So you already know you want to go to school, but we need to find your passion. That's what's going to keep you in school and striving to get your degree so that you can work in the area that you are passionate about. It's time out for going to school just because. You know, so figure out what your passion is, lovely, and get to it. Okay. You are so welcome. And hey, the sky's the limit. Good cards. Your future looks bright. Your future looks bright. Just stay on the right path that you're on right now and see it through. Okay? All right. I love you. Bye-bye. All right, y'all. That was a live call. I thought I turned my work phones off. Oh, my God. Hello. let me. I really don't want to turn. I really don't want to do my work. While I'm doing the shows, I feel like it's unfair to the people that I'm working for, because this is a private call. But she was so excited. She's like, where is the show? Is it in America? I'm like, girl, it's worldwide. And no, Cheeky, 28 is not old. But what I'm saying is, I know. Isn't she, though? Thank you, boo. Hopefully, are you still hearing me on over here on Blog Talk? I'm telling you, I think we may need to cancel out the radio show. I think we gave it a good run. Now it's time to let it be video, video, video. What do you think? What do you think? I need your advice. Maybe do a whole 6 months. I started January 13th. So maybe June 13th will be the last show, and then we'll just keep it video. What? What should I do? You are. I am so upset that I do not have my my stage working. I miss the smell of my stage. All right, y'all, call in numbers are 347-637-3790. Latria was in the chat, but we were having technical, so she chose not to come back. It's just 9:41. We still got plenty of time in the show. Chicky, my love. Oh, you said be right back, and then you said 28 isn't old. All right, so I'm on my own over here. Let's get some. I want to take a music break on the Blog Talk side. Let's take a music break.
Oh. Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon, past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love, at times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow.
What is a baby gonna do?
And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no. No fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As all
defense,
we take second chances, though it's not a fantasy. I do want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow.
Woman, you don't never like to date something you don't know nothing about. Hello? You see that tiger in the back? You see that tiger on this shirt? Hello? These are warnings. These are warnings. I will scratch your eyeballs out. I'm just saying. I will harm you. I'm just saying. And I'm not an angry black woman. I'm a frustrated black woman. You know, it's not anger. It's frustration. We get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Right? So it's not anger. It's frustration. You know, they're going to straight up come up with a thing called angry black woman syndrome. Honey, how about I'm sick and freaking tired of the BS? That's what kind of syndrome I got. Sick and freaking tired of the BS. On here trying to work, trying to make a difference in folks' lives. Somebody going to call me a heathen. Somebody else called me a demon from hell. Somebody else wanted to rebuke me. How can you rebuke someone who is only trying to bring you joy, peace, and love? Hello, y'all got the whole game twisted. You got the whole game twisted. Okay. Yes, 39. It's the true love. It's the romance of what? Somebody in here got the romance of a life. What you know. I'm just happy to be here at iVlog. Camera works fine. The music is, you can hear the music. Ain't no trippy lagging. I'm telling you, I've gone through the ringer trying to find a place to broadcast, and iVlog is it. iVlog is it. So I want a pool. Come on in the room. Right now I got 14 people watching me. Come on in the room. Let me and my brother tag team you. We make a beautiful team. And see, it's a lot of you guys. There's nothing to be afraid of. I am a light worker. I do not work for the darkness. All right? There's peace. There's love. There's joy. There's direction. There's guidance. Hello? I'm also a life coach. I'm an empowerment coach, life advisor, whatever you want to call it. Don't believe me? Go over on Facebook. If you guys got a Facebook, I do have a like page, Morning Talk with the Red Hawk, or you can like the page, Straight Talk with Red Hawk, or you can like the page, Prophetess Red Hawk. I got so much going on, it's crazy. So yeah. But one thing I love is to help people. I love to pull you out of the darkness. Come into the light, Carolyn. Carolyn, come into the light. I know y'all saw Poltergeist. Don't act like you haven't seen Poltergeist. Oh, my God, Miss Woody's in the house. Let me let my sis in. Hopefully this thing won't be trippy. Let me let my sis in. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey. Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah,
I just woke back up for like the third time. I'm up doing what
ain't
I need
rain,
to do.
Ain't that rain giving us some lazy?
Pretty much.
It's been raining.
Oh yeah, it was clowning, but I was up while it was raining. Then I laid down and relaxed. I did post something in the group. I wanted you to read over. Oh,
huh?
I'm sounding tired.
Hold on, let me turn the music down. Hold on, Miss Woody, I can't hear you. Okay, what was you saying?
I said I had posted something in the group. I wanted you to read over for me because I'm sending it to news stations and different media outlets, radio, I'm trying to get more interviews in.
You should have threw it in my inbox. Want me to read
that's right. That's right. I didn't think about that. I will. I didn't think about that, but I will.
Okay. Yeah, throw it in the inbox. I'll look it over and critique and correct if that's what you want me to do.
Yeah, I just want everybody's advice on it. Yes, that's definitely what I want you to do, because I tagged you in it, in the group.
Okay,
you,
okay. Well, I'm in like five different places at one time, so sometimes I'm
exactly.
a tag, but the quickest way to get to me is in my inbox.
Right, that's what I tell people, too, because I'm getting a lot of messages, and I can't keep up with them all. So, yes. I said, oh, what time is it? I jumped up. I said, oh, the Red Hawk.
Yes, honey. Listen, I ain't going to lie. I almost didn't get up. I sat here and listened to the alarm go off for like 10 minutes. I'm like, let me get up. I mean, so I'm up. I'm up and I'm at them. And my iVlog people are like, where were you at all weekend? Honey, living. Hell, I got a life too. I took a hiatus, but I'm here. I'm in full effect. Would you like your card pulled today? We pulling cards.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So let me see. I ain't gonna do the romance. You ain't got time for romance right now. So I'm gonna pull for
no,
my
conscience. I'll be shutting them down.
Yeah, I know.
I've been shutting it down. Getting bolder and bolder.
Your mission is a lot broader than mine. I can't shut all of them down. I gotta have at least one on the hook.
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm talking about me. I gotta have at least one fish on the hook, boo. Hell, that's what ignites my life. I gotta have love going at all times. Okay, I got you three cards. The first one is the Moon Goddess card. It says, I am in harmonious flow with the moon's energy in all phases of life. Right now, we are in the Mercury in retrograde. And if you don't know what that is, you need to Google it. Mercury in retrograde. That is when all hell breaks loose in relationships, in business dealings, life in general, mechanical problems, the whole nine. I was not privy to that energy until I started working as a light worker, and then that whole world was opened up to me. And a lot of times people are wondering why people are breaking up during this time of the year. It's the moon being in retrograde. Retrograde, your exes start showing up. Old issues.
Oh, yeah, that's what's happening.
Coming up, I'm just saying that's what's going on.
Oh yeah, it's definitely been popping up.
Okay, Cheeky says he just pulled a card for you, Miss.
Good morning.
Woody. I'm telling you, girl, we don't get you right. It says let go as you surrender the need for control. Your relaxed energy rapidly attracts your desires. So. That is the card he pulled for you, the let go card. You are holding so hard onto the reins of your project. You just, I mean, and you work so hard. We're not going to take that from you. You working so hard. But as far as control issues, and I know you're the only one driving this ship, so to speak, okay? Uh-huh. But Spirit is saying, let go. You ain't got to be so... you ain't got to hold on so tight to whatever, because whatever is going to be.
No, trust me.
I'm
trying to take some of these hats off. I've definitely been trying to take some of these hats off. I'm out there every day trying to take some of these hats off. Matter of fact, that's the reason why I wanted to get that. That was one of the things I was procrastinating on. I finished that last night so I can hit up some of these media outlets. News,
right.
Radio.
Well, you're gonna be all right. You are going to be all right. One day at a time. Just like you know, your routine was getting out there in these streets. Well, you've done that. Okay, it's time to move on to a different area. Everybody know Miss Woody from Peace. Okay, now you got to move into a new area. And don't ever be afraid to let go of something that's working. Because,
oh yeah.
I mean,
if you never let go of something that's working,
you're not gonna find out what else works.
Right. I was feeling that yesterday.
So it's time
I went all the way to the store and it was closed. Yeah. I went all the way to the store and it was closed. So yeah, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, I should go here. And then I was like, not comfortable yet. And then that is true. And I believe that's what he's talking about, because definitely need to find some more areas.
It's time for something new, honey. It is. I mean, the store, woohoo, yay. You know what I'm saying? But it's new territory.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's so true. And I was sitting here thinking, I need to make some calls and find some different locations and get the information out there. I said and finally got it done. So, oh, yes. And I got a little sleep, so. Thank you so much. Uh-oh, where you at? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Trish? Okay, I can't hear her. Hopefully she can hear me. Hey, Trish, if you can hear me, hang up because I can't hear you. Hello? I don't know why I